sends his love from above.
Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2:5 says, you are as lively stones built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God. Amen. For another day journey. Amen for being here. Praise the Lord, everybody, and everybody praise the Lord. The Lord is good. Amen. And his mercy endure forever. Amen. He's too wise to make a mistake, just too just to do that. Amen. Which is wrong. Glory to God. God is good all the time. Hell yeah, God is good all the time. Somebody need to know that God is good. You heard the song this morning, everything that the Lord have done for me, that was good, amen. And set my feet upon, amen, a rock. Glory to God. I want to thank God, amen, for you out there in the radio listening audience this morning. Amen for joining us here at the 7:30 a.m. hour here on this September 27th day of the year 2025 of the Saturday edition of Lively Stones Ministry. Glory to God. It's a very significant day and a very special day as well. Amen. I have my wife here with me this morning, live in the studio with me this morning. Today is her birthday. Amen. On this morning, September the 27th. Amen. 1976. Glory to God. And I thank God for her. Amen. That being here with me this morning. Amen. For her special day. Happy birthday, sweetheart. Glory to God. We also want to thank God. Amen. For, amen, our producer this morning. Amen. Pastor David Frank Kier. Amen. Allowing us to be here. Amen. Greet you. Amen. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Glory to God. It's always a good and pleasure, amen, to come, amen, to be able to speak a word of the Lord, amen, unto you this morning, amen, knowing that it would not fall, amen, on deaf ears, amen. The word of the Lord is strong and powerful. Glory to God. It will accomplish, O Lord, that the Lord has sent it, amen, out to do it. We'll prosper, glory to God, because this is what we need, amen. We need the word of God. We need the word of God, amen. We need the indwelling of the Spirit, amen, of the Lord that dwells on the inside of us, or that we can keep us, amen, afloat, amen. Keep us going, amen, from day to day, that we may show forth his salvation, amen, from day to day, amen. Glory to God. Thank God, amen, for who he is, amen. Thank God for what he has done already, amen. You ought to praise God, amen, where you're at. I heard the Bible say, oh, that men should praise the Lord, amen, for his goodness and all his wonderful acts and all his marvelous acts towards you, that he brought you out with a mighty hand and a scratched out arm. You ought to praise God this morning. Glory to God, amen. We love him because he first loved us, according to 1 John 4:19. Love the Lord with all thy heart, mind, soul, and our body, that strength, everything, amen, that you have a desire, amen, to want to praise God, worship him, glorify him, know that he is, amen, a way maker. More, know that he is, that he can do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can even ask or thank. Glory to God. Let us get a word of prayer this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you just one more time. We thank you, O God, for your goodness and your grace. We thank you for your mercy, O God. We thank you for your love, kindness, and your tender mercies, O God. We thank you, O God, for the anointing, O Lord. We thank you for the Spirit, O God, that same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, O God. We thank you, O Lord. We thank you, O God, for we come to you, O God, as just as humble as we know how, O God. That's the Spirit, O Lord. We don't know what we should say, O God. At times, O Lord, as the Spirit will give us utterance, O God, to speak. And when we cry, well, we cry, Abba, Father, glory to God. And you are our Father, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, O Lord, somebody needs you out there this morning, O God. Somebody going through something, O Lord, in their life right now. They don't know which way, amen, they should go, O Lord, right now, O God. They're in the midst of a crossroad right now, in the midst of making a decision, amen, in their life. Why don't you turn to the Lord now, amen. God can do more for you in one moment than you can do for yourself in an entire, amen, lifetime. Search me, O God, right now, O God. And Lord, right now, O Lord, let your word, O God, be a lamp unto our feet, O God, and a light unto our path right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we'll be careful to give you all the praises in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. This is Minister Ezekiel Jones from Lively Stones Ministry. Amen. Coming before you one more time. Amen. To understand and to know, amen, what is the purpose and what is the plan, amen, for God and what he has proposed for us, amen, in our life. The Bible so declared in Ephesians 3:11, according to his internal purpose, which he has proposed in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Simply for you. What is God's internal purpose? Amen. For your plan, for your life. Amen. For your life can be lining up and being in alignment. Amen. With God. Amen. We can't do nothing against the truth. Amen. But for the truth. Amen. And the truth and the word, unadulterated word of the Lord. Amen. Will set you free. I've come to tell somebody this morning that God is a God of second chances. He is second chance God. Glory to God. And God, it don't matter where you've been, what you've done, amen, in your life, amen. He said, I will throw your sins as far as the east is from the west, that you have another opportunity to get it right before the Lord on this day. Glory to God. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of your change. Amen. That the day is the day of your turnaround, that you may know the fullness, amen, of God in your life. A lot of people is really struggling, amen, in this day. Maybe where it be financially, where it be relationship wise, whether it be, amen, searching, amen, trying to find your real self, trying to find something, amen, greater than yourself, amen. And I don't know, amen, that you can turn to a source, amen, the God of all comfort. Some for the bereavement family have lost somebody dear to you, glory to God, and you have kind of backed off, and you didn't you was once there with the Lord, and you was having a desire to want to praise God, and you was on a good road, amen, but some kind of way you didn't slacked up, amen, and your willingness, amen, to serve, amen, the Lord. But God is telling you right now, amen, come unto me, that all you that labor and heavy laden, amen, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Friend, you can't carry, amen, this burden to yourself. God have already, amen, made a perpetual, amen, way for you. Amen. Glory to God. You already been brought with a price. God already know, amen, everything that you're going through in your life. Only thing you have to do is confess it with your mouth. And if you confess it with your mouth, he says he's faithful and just to cleanse you, amen, from all unrighteousness. Only thing you have to do is cry, amen, unto the Lord. I heard the Bible say that I sought the Lord, and this poor man sought the Lord, and he delivered me from my fears. Glory to God. Just making a proclamation, just making your voice being heard, amen, to God, that Jesus making intercessions, amen, for you, amen. And when prayer goes up, amen, the blessings be able to come down. Glory to God. You're too blessed to be stressed. You don't need to be all stressed out, amen, in your life, but you got to be obedient. And if I had a word for you this morning, that word would be obedient. Obedience is better than sacrifice. To make a stand for the Lord, to know what the Spirit of God is for your life, the plan of God for your life, the redemption of God in your life that's flowing through you, that's working through you, glory to God. And once you find out, amen, and once you begin to experience, amen, how good God is. Amen, how faithful he is. The Bible said that God is faithful to all generations. Glory to God. That, you know what that means? That means that God was faithful in the beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and everything was created by God, and all things with him consist of God. That in heaven, that is in earth, that in dominions, that in powers, glory to God. Everything consists, amen, of God, and everything was made by him and for him, and you was made, amen, in God image, in God likeness, to be able to serve God and to worship him and to
glorify him, that you may be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that you may bring forth your fruit, amen, in due season, glory to God. God have a tremendous plan, amen, for one life out there this morning. Only you will tap into, amen, the spiritual realm of God and know who he is, amen, in your life. Glory to God. The internal purpose which he have proposed for you in Christ Jesus, a proposal, if you would, to know who he is, to coronate, amen, for God. But you have to be obedience is certainly greater than sacrifice. I can't sacrifice in terms of sacrificing something, giving something in exchange, amen, for my life. God want me to be obedient in every aspect of my life, in every problem, every affairs in my life, in my marriage, in your marriage, in your finances, glory to God, in your job, in your everyday living, inside the body of Christ, amen, being obedient, that a one that will see you walking, amen, in an upright way in the Lord, that they'll say that there is a man of God, that there is a woman of God right there, and having no wavering, and not being a double agent. See, we can't be a double agent for the Lord, where one day we serving the Lord and everything is lovely in our life, and then another day we done woke up on the wrong side of the bed. One day you speak to your fellow brother, and the next day you walk right by him, you don't say anything. And it's from the household of faith. And it's time for us as true believers and people of God to get back to the old landmark where we love one another. Pure, genuine love. Because love and kindness have I drawn thee. With love and kindness have God drawn us, because God has been so faithful. God has spared us. Some folk have been in accidents, and you don't know how you survive in the automobile accidents. Some folks then have a foreclosure on their home, and you was homeless. But some kind of way, God picked up all the pieces and he put it all back together again for you. And now you're living an productive life before the Lord. And this is the point where we need to be able to thank God, amen, for his goodness. His goodness and mercy continue to follow after me. That I will bless the Lord at all times. Goodness and mercy shall follow after me all the days of my life. And to recognize who God is. See, the devil's deception for you is to destroy you, that you will die in your sins. But for this cause, the Son of God, amen, was created that he might destroy the works of the devil. And this is the purpose that God sent Jesus, his son, to destroy the works of the enemy. But in order for us to see how this intertwined where the flesh lusts against the spirit and the spirit lusts against the flesh, we have to tap, amen, up out of the earthly realm, and we have to get into the spiritual realm of God, where we can be able to see as God through the lens and through the eyes of how God sees things. The Bible so declared that your sins have separated you from your God and have hid his face from you from your God. The eyes, the hands of the Lord is not shortened that he cannot save, neither is ear heavy that he cannot hear. See, God have a proposal, and God's plan for you is to be saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, and for you to live forever and ever and ever in an eternal life. See, this is what he proposed in us as an eternal life, because he's the eternal God. So in order for us to obtain such an achievement, It is an achievement that you would obtain eternal life. See, we folk caught all up into finances. You know, what can I gain? What can I get out of it? Glory to God. God is a God of second chances. We pick it up over here at 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter. Glory to God. You know that Saul was appointed to be the king of Israel. And we're looking over here at 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter, starting at the 10th verse, when it said, "Then came the word of the Lord unto Samuel, saying, It repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be king, for he has turned his back from following me, and have performed my commandment, and it grieved Samuel, and he cried unto the Lord all night." See, he must grieve Samuel. See, because God had used Samuel, the prophet, to go and to speak the message, amen, to his people. And when God give you an assignment and you don't follow through with it, see, this here is a situation that occurs of disobedience. See, Samuel the prophet, glory to God, the word of the Lord came to Samuel, telling Saul to go, amen, and to spare not a one of the Amalekites, and to take them all out. Emuch Agag, all the burnt offerings and the sheep and the animals and the blood sacrifice. See, in the Old Testament days, to atone for one sin was for you to put an animal before the altar to atone for one sin. But Saul took it upon himself where he did do or perform half of the job, or maybe three quarters of the job. But he still had a portion that he was disobedient to. God told him not to spare not a one. But he had the tenacity to bring back the burnt offerings, animals and sheep, and Emuch Agag itself. This was disobedience to God, because God told him, don't do that. See, we cannot bring anything to God as far as a sacrifice where it can atone for our disobedience. In other words, as far as going to church, and we don't allow this to be a ritual or a religious act all the time, where if I give a certain amount in the offering, or if I give a certain amount in my tithes, that God would overlook that, but I could still live any old kind of way for God. I'm still not loving my fellow brother like I should. You know, I'm still not being an example. I'm still not being an imitator, amen, of God. I'm still not allowing God to cleanse me and pure me, amen, before him. Amen, and saturate me before him. Amen, that I will draw men as I continue to lift up the Lord. The Bible so declared that if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. See, we have to be in a place of obedience in every area, in every aspect. The whole enchilada. Glory to God. So when Saul was disobedient, the word of God said, it repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be king. You know, God give us a lot of chances to get it right. He give us opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. But you can't fool God. God already know what your heart is, but he'll give you an opportunity to get it right, though. Emuch, when Noah had God told him to build the ark, and the Bible so declared that it was eight souls that were saved, and God got to the point where God had seen enough, and he caused it to rain for 40 days and 40 nights upon the earth, flooding, amen, the earth, in the great flood. And the Bible so declare that God, it repented God that he made man. See, God is righteous. See, the devil sinned from the beginning. That's why he's a deceiver. And, but God, this is why Jesus was manifested. The purpose of the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. 1 John 3:8. To bring us into a place out of the act of the obedience of Jesus Christ, glory to God. The Bible so declared in Philippians, that second chapter, that the obedience of Christ, he was obedient even much unto the death, even much the death, amen, of the cross. So if we're being followers after God and imitators of him and desiring to know him even much the more, something should rub off on us when we're looking into the word of God and we're seeking him. Amen, with our heart. Not having a half a heart. Not being a double agent. The Bible says in James 1:8, an unstable man. He's unstable in all his ways. You know, up and down. No, to live a life that is pleasing, amen, unto the Lord, no matter what I'm going through in my life, no matter the afflictions. I know it get a little tough sometimes. It get a little wavering sometimes. It get a little time where you want to, you much, I don't know if I made for this here. But you know, don't you going, you going to come out as one day as pure gold, shining like pure gold, because there is a reward for what you're going through, for your obedience. It's better than sacrifice. Glory to God. So Samuel told Saul, Samuel said, have to the Lord, have great delight unto the Lord as great delight. And Samuel said, have the Lord as great delight and burnt offerings and sacrifices as obeying in the voice of the Lord. Behold, it is obey. It is better to obey than sacrifice and to hearken the fat of the rams. So in other words, you thinking that you can bring these animals before God, and God, that's pleasing unto the Lord. Much in that time when an animal was brought to the Lord, that was at that time. See, God was getting tired of burnt offerings. God is looking for somebody with a sincere heart and a made up mind. You know, so many times, even much today in our everyday living in our life now, we have to look at God as he's our father. And he's the source of our welfare. And he's the one that provides for us each and every day. And as we continue to wake up each morning, that God has spared us to wake up to see yet another day, we need to glorify God. And if we have the mindset and the heart set and that obedience and keep that on our tongue. That's why Jesus said, these people praise me with their lips and their heart is far from me. You know, the word of the Lord, it's a strong tower. And the word of God is cover you with his feathers, and he'll hide you in his place of refuge in the time of a storm. He'll be a shelter when you're going through. And when you be up under the protection of God, this is no when you feel like you that the Lord is working in your life. When you don't get the word of God deep down on the inside, when you don't read scriptures and compare scripture to scripture and have your scripture when the situation occur, and when you start feeling empty, And when you start feeling nervous, and when you start feeling where God ain't moving on your behalf, when you feel like you're by yourself, see this is a wake up call for you. See, because when I'm in the word of the Lord, and when being confident is of everything, as Paul said in that Philippians 1:6, that he that have begun a good work in you. See, the work have already begin to start it on the inside of you that is being stirred up on the inside of you. It's already in progress, amen, in you. So if it's already in progress in me, amen, I'm walking, amen, in the statutes. I'm walking, amen, in the commandments. I'm walking, glory to God, in my purpose. I'm walking in my plan, amen, of God. Well, God have perpetuated me, amen, unto the end of peradventure, glory to God, that recognize, amen, and seeing what my plan and my purpose is for my life. Glory to God. That's why Paul, when he began to write the letter to Philippe and being in that sixth verse, being confident of this very thing. Paul was in prison at this state and what he was going through, glory to God. But he encouraged the folk being confident in this very thing and to be a confident, amen, not confidence of yourself, amen, but I'm confident of God, how God is working everything out, amen, for my good. The thoughts that I had, the Bible so declared, the thoughts that I have for you, the thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you, amen, and expecting in, Jeremiah 29:11, glory to God, to give you, amen, an expected end, glory to God. And it's now, it's time for us to see the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling and the riches of inheritance in the saints of God. You know, there's no greater love that you can find. You can search this whole earth from to and fro. There's nobody can love you like Jesus. Nobody can do for you the things that the Lord can do for you. Obedience is truly better than sacrifice. You know, Paul said, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. You know, what he meaning is when I'm going through something on this earth, I'm going through something. And I'm in, Paul's in prison at this particular time, and he's been persecuted for the name of Jesus Christ, for doing that which is right. And here we as too, as at times in our life, we're going to be going through some things too, because we taking on the name of Christ. The Bible so declares in Psalms 34:19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver him out of them all. Out of them all, in your due season, in your due time. Yeah, you going through right now. We all go through. We're not exempt. I done been through some things in my life, but I done seen the Lord rose up in my life. You know, when I see the Lord come alive in my life, it excites me, and I see, amen, the evidence, glory to God. I'm reminded when Peter said in Acts in that 4th and that 20 verse, for we cannot but speak of the thing we have seen and heard. What Peter was talking about here? He was talking about the early church. Amen. After the Holy Ghost came upon them and how they began to preach the word of God. Amen. And it's better for us to obey God rather than you. But they told them, don't preach in this name. You know, in other words, don't preach in this name of Jesus Christ. I assume that these men have been with the Lord. So what I'm going to take down? I can't take down. God been too good to me. See, because Satan can offer some things to you too. He offers some things to you too. And you can have yourself being disobedient because you're trying to gain something of a worldly aspect, something that is worldly. Or you may trying to gain a friend or a relationship or a job. And you can start doing underhanded stuff. But no. God will exalt you in due season for righteousness. Glory to God. Let no man deceive you, for he is righteousness, is righteous even as he is righteous. 1 John 1:7. Let no man deceive you, for he that doeth righteousness is righteous as he is righteous. No matter what. If it take us a while to get there, we surely going to get there. It might don't take me to get there as quick as another person get there, but I'm going to get there surely, because my foundation is standing upon a rock. So when the winds and the storms blow and when the rain come, it's founded upon a rock. It's not built upon stubble and hay, but it's built upon the solid foundation of Jesus Christ. We certainly thank you, friend, for listening to us on this morning. Glory to God. We certainly hope that something that we said edified you. In Jesus' name, amen. God did, yes, he did.
Thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on WCNO.